The Gemara Daf Lamehem Vez is discussing the Isser of Hashchasa by Zaka, and the Gemara comes out that it's only Isser if it's Giluch Sheish by Hashchasa, which is a tar. There's only Isser Giluch if it's like a tar, like a razor, but anything else would be mutter. The Pasha says anything else would be mutter legame. The problem is that the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, the Rambam says a lashon that something which is not a tar, like Misparayim, is putter. So it doesn't say it's mutter, it says it's putter. So some Achorinim want to be Medayik, and the Chinuch is Medayik this. It sounds like from the Rambam that it's putter of a lasser, and the Chinam, you're not going to be Chai, you're not going to be ever the law, but there still is going to be some type of Isser to use something which is not a tar. Other Achim want to say that no, it's not a riot, it's Lavdafka, and the Rambam meant Pater and Mutter, so that's a Din. If something is not a tar, but like Misparayim is a Mutter lechatchila to use that on your beard or not. And because of the Shaila, that's why many people are machmir not to touch the Cyrus of the beard at all, because they don't want to be over on any Isurim, not to get into to be Chayshish for the Shita, so it might be also lechatchila. And for that reason, they're Nimna from cutting the Cyrus of their beard. Now the Acharim bring a very interesting raya in Luchar that it's mutter lechatchila to cut the beard, and that's from the Gemara in Harya. So Gemara in Harya, Dafid Beis, is darshening the pasuk Kishemen Atayv Hayorad al Azakan, referring to the Zakan of Aaron. So the Gemara says like this: Kemin Shnei Tipe Margalius Al Tulius La Aaron Bezakena. There are these two drops of oil that are hanging from the beard of Aaron. And Amar Papa Tana Kishu Mesaper Oilus Viyoshes La Beker Zakena. When he would cut his beard, so in order that those tipais of the Shemana Mishkal shouldn't fall off, they would sort of climb up to the root of the hairs, and that way those tipais would not fall off. He was dyed maybe as mal b'shemana mishkal, b'chulei ayin sham. Al kopanim, it's mevorin the gemara that Aaron would be mesapers kena, he would cut his beard. So we see lehadya that it obviously is mutar lechatchila, or else Aaron HaKohen Avada wouldn't do that. So that is lechara taina, that beer in the Rambam, that Pater means Pater Labasar. But the Teres is a Chayr Pasha, that even though the Gemara says Misaper, which sounds like when he would cut his beard, and that's talk out the Taisa Rush explains the Gemara, Misaper means Kishu Misaper is a Kenai. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi over there says Misaper means Kishari Medaber. It's Lashon of Sipur, Kishari Medaber Machem, when he would speak to other people, and then the Shaman might fall off, that's when it would climb up to the top in order that it shouldn't fall. So if he Rashi's Giras in the Gemara, that means Medaber, not Misaper. There's obviously no Raya that he's ought to be Megaleach's beard. Rashi increases, and that same Gemara Taka brings two pshatim. He says one lashon is that's medaber, one is misaper. So it would seem that the shail of how to learn the Rambam might be totally on these two bihurim, two gersayas, and what misaper means. Does it mean to speak, or does it mean to be misaper his beard?